Hello and welcome to Kong Monster Island, where I, the host Godzilla Kid, will tell you all there is to know about Godzilla. And today, we will be talking about probably my favorite Ultraman show to date, Ultraman Geed! So I recently did watch the entire Ultraman Geed series. I watched the show and the movie, and it has widely changed my point of view for Ultraman Belial, Ultraman Zero, and overall the entire Ultra franchise, in a way that I can't really explain very well, because this, I have to talk about it. So, before we get started, there is one news thing that happened this week. So, yeah, there's one news thing that happened. It wasn't too big. But basically, Toho announced that we're going to be getting the full Transforming Human series on a Blu-ray set. If you did not know, the Transforming Human series is a series of movies that aren't in continuity with each other, but they are all movies that Toho made that shines light on other things that Toho can do besides just giant monsters. So, less of a kaiju thing, more of a kaijin thing. So, basically, this set will include Invisible Man from 1954, the H-Man from 1958, The Secret of Telegean, right? Yeah, Telegean from 1960, and The Human Vapor from 1960. Yeah. So I personally, I'm really excited about this. I'm really hoping it doesn't have a region code, because I think it is exclusive to, it might be exclusive to, Japan. It's like, I know, HD Blu-rays are not region coded, so like if you bought the GVK 4K, I think the Blu-ray included with that should work on any kind of Blu-ray player, but I just don't know. I looked it up. I actually looked it up last night when I first read this news article, because I was like, well, you know, I really want this because these are all really great movies, and I want to have, like, the Blu-ray of them. But, yeah, I think it was maybe 7,000 yen or something like that. So it's not too expensive. So I mean, like, you know, if I do end up buying it, I will for sure cover each and every one of those movies on the cast, because those movies are also very important. I feel The Secret of Telegean is a really unique kind of movie, and the human vapor is I mean, they were originally gonna have Toho Frankenstein fight the Human Vapor, so, or, well, no, second draft of the film, they're going to have him fight the human vapor. But, like, The H-Man, that's a really good film. Invisible Man, if you can find it, like, anywhere, is a great movie to watch. It has a great storyline. It is a very sad film, and you definitely got to set aside some time to watch it, but it's amazing. So yeah, that's like the only real news that happened. But I do want to say, as I was looking on the Japanese region Amazon, I also came across the 4K of King Kong vs. Godzilla, because if you didn't know, they did a special 4K release of the original King Kong vs. Godzilla. It's the Japanese version. So, I think that was 17,000 yen? So, if, and I know that's not region blocked, if the shipping isn't terrible, I actually think I'm gonna get that, because I, like, ever since I was announced, I wanted that, because that's, like, a phenomenal, that would be, like, phenomenal to have, you know, have, like, a 4K of the original movie and have a 4K of the new one. that would actually be really cool, but, you know, this also brings to mind, you know, this Transforming Human series, release. Really, after Invisible Man was released, they really didn't pay much attention to it, because it was released after, Gojira. So, everybody was still, like, caught up with Godzilla, that they really had no time to focus on this. So by the time this actually hit theaters, you know, it wasn't a big success, and Toho did put a lot of money into this. Not as much as Godzilla, because it was Godzilla, but they still did put money into this, and they really haven't paid much attention to it since it came out. There was, like, 2 DVD releases, but they were, like, those really hard-to-find Japanese DVD releases that, like, don't pop up nearly anywhere. So, this does bring to mind, you know, they are releasing a 4-disc set of, like, the 4 most, like, some of the most unappreciated films in the kaiju world, you know, or in the kaijin world. They really have not paid much attention to these at all since they came out, because of Godzilla, there was really no success for a lot of these movies. So to see that they are actually greenlighting these to have their own bundled release on Blu-ray, not just on DVD, is actually really cool. And I would like to see them do more with this, because I would really like a Blu-ray release of The Three Treasures, maybe. The Three Treasures, you know, and that's the other thing. If Toho starts doing this with their older films, you know, maybe Daiei will do something with, what was it, like, Super Giant, you know? Some of Daiei's older movies, like, Kujiragami, I think it was basically Japanese Moby Dick, I'm not totally sure, but, you know, this does bring to mind, you know, Toho doing this could have some positive effect on kaiju media, so, you know, maybe we'll get like a Blu-ray release of The Last Dinosaur. Who knows? I don't know. Seeing a home video release of The Last Dinosaur would kind of be like straight fire trash, because The Last Dinosaur is a terrible movie. But, you know, I don't know. Like, you know, maybe we'll see some more pleasing future releases, because this is actually, like, bringing four very unappreciated movies to the table. So, I mean, who knows? You know? So, yeah. So, let's get on with Ultraman Jeed. So, I'll give you a little plot breakdown. And then we'll get into all the other things we have in this podcast. So, a little bit of lore first, just so you're not completely lost when stuff happens. So, some time ago, not too long ago, Ultraman Belial waged war on Earth and basically almost destroyed the universe. Like, he almost blew up the whole universe. And so he was so close to destroying Earth, it was like literally falling apart. So Ultraman King used his sheer power and his light energy and defeated Belial and reformed the Earth. So his spirit was a part of the Earth. Then, later, Belial, in a human form, gave birth to a son. Or, you know, Ultraman Belial had a son, and they, you know, Belial got a human host, and his son got a human host as a baby. They left him at this observatory, and they just left him there. And this family wanted to adopt him, and they tried to adopt him, but the wife died. And the father thought it would be unfair to raise him without a mom. And that is where our story begins. So, 19 years after that, we meet up with a guy named Riku, who a lot of people call Riku-kun, or Rikun. And his alien pal, Pega. So him and Pega live in an apartment, I think in Tokyo, I'm not totally sure. And they start seeing some real weird stuff. So they start seeing, like, this girl picks out, like, ice cream at, like, a freezer. And when she opens it, it's completely melted. So just weird occurrences. And eventually, what ends up happening is we find out that people are actually getting fragments of Ultraman King's power. When they are born, a fragment of their power goes into their heart and gives them what is called a little star. And it keeps on growing and growing and growing inside of them until they are basically, they know what they need to do with that little star. And they give it up to, like, save somebody or something like that. So, show people with little stars inside of them get these advanced reflexes. And they, you know, like, they can run a lot, or, like, they're super strong, or they get taller, or, you know, all kinds of stuff. Or, like, their hands start getting, like, heated. And so, basically, in a really corny way, they start giving up their powers to Ultraman Geed when he's in trouble. That's probably, like, the corniest thing you're gonna see in the show. And it's not too corny for an Ultraman show. So, I mean, if you're looking for an Ultraman show that's pretty serious, but you don't want the, like, hardcore, like, Ultraman Leo, then watch this, because this is a good in-between, honestly. Throughout the show, Rikun is meeting all these different people. So, there's this person named Leha, who he meets, who's, like, a swordswoman, and she basically carries this sword with her wherever she goes. And she is, like, the female character who is in, like, every Ultraman show, but instead of absolutely doing nothing, she actually, like, is smarter than, like, everybody there. There's, like, the computer system for, space observatory, which actually becomes the base of Ultraman Geed, whose name I think is Ren? I don't exactly remember. They end up meeting this guy named Lito. They call him Lito-san. And he is basically the human host for Ultraman Zero. And so he has this strong connection with his daughter and his wife. And his wife, near the end of the show, ends up finding out that he is Ultraman Zero, but doesn't admit it. She just keeps on pretending that he is constantly leaving because he's at work. She keeps making this stuff up, even though she knows better than it. And at the end of the show, she actually confronts him about it, and they have this super honest family thing. We end up meeting Malto, I think? And her friend who never talks. And they are in this organization that basically hunts down dangerous aliens and locks them up. They're basically like galaxy police, basically. So, that's our team. We got Riku, Pega, Leha, Lito, and Malto, and her silent friend, whose name I don't even remember, because he's really not that important in the show. And then we get Belial's human host. And Belial's human host is really, 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 really a big jerk. I mean, you kind of expect that from Belial, but anyways. So Belial in this show is, I despise him in every way because he is such a bad guy. You know, and, like, you can already tell from Belial's design that he's evil, but this show so further proves it. It's like, I honestly felt threatened from Belial. The first time I really felt threatened from Ultraman Belial was watching Ultraman Zero, The Revenge of Belial. But throughout this show, even when he's not there, you feel threatened when anyone says his name or anything. So, there is that, you know. But yeah, I mean, this show, it's good, but, you know, I feel like the newer shows, a fault that the newer shows have, and I recently just watched SSSS Gridman. Something that's really weird about the new, newer kaiju shows is that they're too short. Because, Ultraman Leo. I personally think Ultraman Leo is a great show. But you know what's not great about it? It's 51 episodes! 51 episodes of two grown guys who are apparently aliens just yelling at each other. And so it's so weird because I'm always like, oh, Ultraman shows are way, way too long. But then there's also the newer shows that I think are too short. Because, SSSS Gridman is too short. Godzilla Singular Point is too short. This show is too short. But I feel it's a good thing that those shows are too short. Because imagine, think about it for a second. Imagine if you're watching SSSS Gridman and you had, let's say there's, you had watched like 25 episodes. Let's say there were 45 episodes and you had watched 25. Would you really want to watch 20 more episodes of people saying, Yuta, Yuta, Hibiki? Would you really want to watch that much Gridman when you can shorten it to 12 episodes? Because I feel like I would get sick of people just saying Yuta Hibiki and Akane Shinjo for 45 episodes. I feel like I would get sick of that. But I feel like it's too short. I feel like Ultraman G needs to be 35 episodes, and SSSS Gridman needs to be 25, because I feel like that would be the perfect length for these shows. But then again, I say that, and I was kind of like, come on, fight Belial, come on, fight Belial, come on, do it, Geed. Do it already! You know, I was kind of doing that near the 13th episode. So, I say that, then I'm kind of a hypocrite because I felt like this show, I feel like the first 5 episodes, you're like, okay, I really want to watch this show, and you get invested. And then the next 5 episodes are kind of bland. And it's just, oh, look at that. He got more of these little pellets that turn into Ultraman. Or, well, okay, cool, look at that. You know, sword girl whips her sword around, you know. And they're very bland. So you get this kind of just, it's kind of like the first 5 episodes of the original Gridman. Where it's like, okay, yeah, he's just gonna do the grid beam every time. Yeah, let's just, why can't he just do the grid beam at first, you know? So you get sick of it at that point, but then they add a new thing, and you get more invested. But that, I don't know. I feel like this show suffers so much from the thing that it's too long, but also too short. It's a show that, near the mid section of watching it, you're like, I'm bored, fight freaking Belial already. But then, when it ends, you're like, okay, so when's the next episode coming out? Because it's like, near the middle, you get tired of it, but at the end, you know, you want more. And, I don't know, that never happened to me with most shows, with the original Ultraman. I feel like 39 episodes of the original Ultraman was the perfect length for that. I feel like, you know, 39 episodes for the original Gridman, perfect length. Ultraman Geed, I would have maybe preferred it to be 5 episodes longer. Just because I feel like, you know, 5 episodes longer, that would have been great. It would have been perfect. It would have been fine. But if you did 14 other episodes, that would kind of just leave me bored. Because this is a problem that a lot of older shows have, is that they don't know where to quit. They don't know how far they've gotten in. And I feel like that's also the problem that a lot of, like, sitcoms and stuff fall under, is it's almost like they took, you know, they went to the store, they bought bread, and then they just let it sit on the counter and started eating the bread, and then it got stale, so they decided to put it in the freezer, and then a little bit later they took it out and they were like, oh, it's stale bread that we put in the freezer, it'll still be fine. Because this show gets like stale bread, you know, it's like after too long. It's like some shows get like after too long, it just doesn't taste right anymore. You just have to throw it out. And that's the thing that I feel like, and you know, I know, like, major pop culture reference, but I feel like that's the thing that Big Bang Theory did so terribly, is it didn't know where to stop. And when it did stop, it was too late. Because basically what happened with Big Bang Theory, if you've just been living under a rock for a long time, is it went for 12 seasons. And already by like the, probably by, honestly, I think by the 8th, maybe 9th season, it had already become that stale bread. But they were making so much money on it, they just produced, you know, they just produced 4 more seasons. They produced 4 more seasons after season 8, even though it had already become stale bread. You know, it's like, oh, what person is Sheldon gonna get a restraining order from this time? Or like, you know, oh, what movie event is gonna happen this time, you know? And it gets to a point where, you know, this bread, you need to throw it out. But sometimes you wait too long to throw the bread out, and it just, you know, it tastes terrible when you try to eat it. And that's how I feel with Ultraman Geed, is they, I'm asking for more bread, for more episodes, but they stopped exactly at the right time before I got sick of it. But then, you know, you have shows like Godzilla Singular Point, where it feels like they rushed too much stuff into this 13 episode time slot. You know, they rushed it too much, whereas with Godzilla Singular Point, you could have had 25 episodes. I don't know. I feel like this show, and it's not just because it's Ultraman and not, like, Godzilla, because I watched, like, the original Kamen Rider for the first time a couple weeks ago, and I was like, this is fantastic, you know, and I've been watching it a lot, but this is one of those shows where it's like, it drags too much that it drags too much. I'll just say that because it drags too much to the point where, like, you are ready to throw the bread out, but there's still some left. So it's like, it's, to me, G got to the point 3 different times in the series where I felt like skipping the episodes to just watch the final 2 because of how much it was dragging down in the dirt. Because the first episode, the first 5 episodes, great. Loved it. Nothing I would change about those. The 5 after that, they start dragging their feet in the dirt. Next 5 after that, it's just like you can't do the same thing every episode. And I feel like that's something that toku shows don't get right enough, is they act like they can just drag their feet in the dirt for however long they need this show to stay on the air. But it's like, it gets stale after too long, you know? That's like, it's almost like how anymore I am kind of sick of seeing Godzilla vs. Kong stuff in stores, because the movie happened in March and it's August, almost September now. In 2 days it'll be September. So it's I'm kind of done with that, and I'm like, it's like I am on the singular point train, and I am, you know, I'm still like, I still really like singular point, but like, I don't know. I mean, this show is so complicated in so many different ways. I guess let's talk about favorite and least favorite episodes, and then we'll move on to favorite and least favorite moments. So, my favorite episode, I think it was the episode before the last episode where Lito's wife becomes aware that he is actually Ultraman Zero. I love that episode. It was a very emotional episode for me. I cried through that episode, through most of the episode. I thought it was a very beautiful episode in how they represented everything. And my least favorite episode, what was it? What, I'm trying to remember what episode it was. I think it was episode 13. It was the episode where G'd got, like, the cosmos transformation. I thought that was a terrible episode, but yeah. Anyways, on to favorite and least favorite moments. So for favorite moment, probably gotta be The first time Jeed transforms, or no, not the first time he transforms, but I think it's like an episode after where he's watching a TV report. People are scared of Jeed. People are scared of Jeed because they think he looks too much like Belial. And they're like, how do we know he's here to help us? He beat one monster for us. He looks like Belial. We can't trust him. And Riku doesn't really get mad. He just gets disappointed in himself. And it was really beautiful to see the way how he evolved through the show, because he hated how he looked at the beginning of the show. He was like, I hate looking like this. Everybody thinks that, you know, I'm Belial, and everybody thinks I'm evil just because of my appearance. And he forcibly proves them wrong throughout the rest of the show. And I loved how that was done. So I guess I kind of cheated, but yeah, that's my favorite moment. And my least favorite moment: the first time we see Lyto transform into Zero Beyond, terrible. That sequence took, what, 2 minutes to 2.5 minutes or something? Absolutely terrible. The whole making of the special capsules was terrible. I hated it so much. Because it's like, he clicks on the Zero Eye, and then he's like, what was it? Ginga, orb, go, ching ching. And then he's like, victory, X, go, fusion capsules, boom, he's Zero Beyond, except it takes forever. And that's another thing that really drags this show down, is the transformation types, or the transformations, because it's like the orb origin thing, the origin lance thing, where it's like, he's gotta raise it up in the air, and then he's gotta spin it, and then he's gotta let all the little symbols pop up, and then he's gotta play the music, and then he's gotta spin it again, and then he's gotta turn into orb origin, and it's like this whole stupid transformation thing. And the whole Zero Beyond transformation, I was like, nah. I watched it once. I watched it, and then I went back and watched it again because I wanted to see how long that actually took. And I was like, that one transformation took that long? That's insane. So I ended up just being like, screw it, I'm not watching this anymore. So I took a break from Jeed for like a day, and then went back to it, and then I started looking for Jeed risers on eBay, because I am a person who wants to have some kind of Jeed memorabilia. So then, that's kind of how I thought of Jeed. So now for Impact. I don't know. People liked it. People liked the seriousness of Jeed, the evilness of Belial, the, you know, everything. But a lot of people also hated the transformation toy, you know, all that stuff. So, I mean, it's an Ultraman show. That's really all you can say about it. It's an Ultraman show. People either liked it or they didn't, so. So final thoughts. I liked it, but it drags. Probably should have been 5 minutes shorter. I liked it. Drags too much. But yeah, I thought it was a good show. And I would definitely go back and watch it again. So yeah. So, if you didn't notice, this is episode 50. So, I did decide to do Ultraman Geed for a special episode for episode 50. But, you know, here's to 50 more episodes, and thank you all for your wonderful support, because it has been such a crazy ride, so thank you very much. And with that, I'd like to end the 50th episode off. So, I go make more episodes. You go hopefully enjoy Fusion Rise. Godzilla! Have a great day. Bye.